Protesters in France are threatening a one-day strike. Here's your chance to ask what else is new, but this is interesting. They're responding to a law that would make it easier for employers to fire workers. Unions, student organizations, and the Socialist Party are giving the government 48 hours to withdraw the law before they call a general strike. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
Over the weekend, an estimated 500,000 to 1 million people took to the streets in France to protest Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin's new labor reform measure. What began as a mere student movement weeks ago has since grown into widespread resistance to the labor law, mobilizing trade unions, opposition socialists, and a broad swath of French society. Opponents, now buoyed by their success, are demanding the government withdraw the law entirely. Bruno Julliard, head of France's largest student union, spoke on television this morning.
The government, and especially the Prime Minister, do not understand what's happening. This is like a huge tidal wave passing over not only French youth, but parents and working people. And the only way to stop this growing crisis is purely and simply to withdraw the measure.
But Villepin is standing firm. In his only public comments since Saturday's demonstrations, he said he understood young people's anguish, but that his measure would help reduce youth unemployment. Villepin said he was ready to negotiate on the form of the law, but that he would not withdraw it. His law gives employers the right to fire workers under the age of 26 at any time during a two-year trial period and without giving an official reason. A government spokesman was more firm on the matter, saying that giving an ultimatum to the state over a law passed by Parliament amounted to an effort to extinguish democracy and the very foundations of the republic. Political journalist Jean-Marc Ilouz says the impending crisis is serious for two reasons.
First of all, the unions have never been as unified as today, and they might want to go for a general strike, which would have, of course, terrible impact on the French economy. Secondly, because less than a year away from French presidential elections, new Prime Minister, Mr. de Villepin, he might lose in that battle his future as a presidential candidate.
Polls show that 70% of the French public now support the students and want the law withdrawn. Villepin, who is facing his biggest crisis since taking office 10 months ago, has seen his popularity ratings fall 14 points in the last month to a lowly 37% approval rating. Villepin's new job law, conceived after the youth riots in French suburbs last fall, is meant to reduce France's 23% youth unemployment rate by giving companies more flexibility to hire and fire. The battle lines have been drawn, and the national media speaks of little else. Some say French President Jacques Chirac may have to intercede to end the crisis. Christian Mallard, a political commentator for France 3 Television, says French governments have a habit of backing down to the street.
If Monsieur de Villepin resists the pressure he has been exerted upon by all these unions, left-wing opposition, and the students, he will be the first one in 20 years.
Both sides now seem unwilling to budge. One union leader likened Villepin to a pyromaniac who had set fire to the valley and withdrawn to the hills to watch it burn. Union and student leaders will meet later today to decide their next step. Meanwhile, France is bracing itself for a massive showdown. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.